Hello everyone, welcome to the Mishnah Yishei. We're learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Eilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Hanzava, and Peral Bas Pinchas. We're holding Peral Gimel Mishnah Vav. That's a mafkid peres etzel chaveru. One who deposits fruits. Now fruits in the Lashon of a Mishnah doesn't necessarily mean like our fruits to grow on a tree. It could mean wheat or other grains. But he deposits them by his friend, meaning his friend is going to watch them. Afilu hein ovdin, even if they are being lost, meaning to say they're rotting or rats are eating them, lo yigabahen, you should not touch them. He says, you do touch them in front of Basin. In that way, you'll be considered one returning a lost object to its owner, preventing the destruction of these fruits that he's watching. The Rav says, Avudim, they're being lost, through rats or rot. He should not touch them, to sell them, because the dictum is that a person would wants his own kav, his own measure, more than 9 kavin of his friend. And then the Rav explains, kav shalo chavi v'lov, a person's own kav, own measure of food that he worked for, that is dear to him, ayde sha'amo, because he toiled in it. Yitisha kavin shal achir, more so than 9 kavin of others, shikach min demeyen imimochim, that he would be able to buy with the money if they were selling it. That's not as chaviv as one of his own kavs. Rabbanan's din here, their shita, to not touch the fruits, they didn't say that only if their loss is only in accordance with the regular amount of depreciation, the regular amount of physical loss that happened on the Forish Mishnah Seno that will be explained in the next Mishnah. There's a certain rate where fruits go bad at a certain pace, or rats eat them at a certain pace. If that is all that's happening, then the Rabbanan say, don't touch that. He quotes the next Mishnah where it talks about different shirim, and he quotes the first example there for wheat and rice. It's 9 half kavs per core, etc. We'll discuss that in the next Mishnah. If it is being lost, degenerating, let's say, at a more rapid pace, then they agree to Rav Shimon Gamliel that it should be sold in Beis Din. Halacha is like a chacham in any event. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita apparently then was, even if the normal rate of loss is happening, I guess, we sell it in Beis Din. And that, we're saying, is not the halacha. Said Mishnah Zayin, Hamaske peiros etzel chavera harza yotilo chastronos. One who deposits fruits by his friend, so he takes off from it, takes out of it, the regular amount of chisaron, regular amount of loss that's going to happen to the items. Now it goes through the rates of different things. Bachitim lo ored, for wheat and rice, tisha chatzai kavin lo kor. 9 half kavs for a kor. We're going to see that's going to be 2.5%, because the Rav will spell out that it's a relatively small amount, but the kor is 30 saws, and a saw is 6 kavs. So essentially, you're taking 4.5 kavs out of 180, so it comes out 2.5%. We'll see that in the Rav. Vasa'orim la'dochan, for barley and dochan, which is something like millet, tishas kav in the core, it's double the amount, 9 kavs to the core, that's 5%. Vakusim la'zera pishton, for kusim, which is spelt, zera pishton, flax seed, shalosh se'im l'kor, 3 saws per core. Now that is more, it's 10%. Hakolafi amida, everything is according to the measure, hakolafi azman. What that means exactly, we'll see for the Rav. It seems to mean that it depends how much was deposited and what time of year. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri disagrees with that last part. What do rats care? A rat is going to eat his rate of eating the same amount, the same pace from a lot of deposited fruits or a small amount. You know, it shouldn't change depending on the amount of deposit. You just take off the chasronos from one core. I met that's all, meaning one rate amount, not don't double it for, you know, for each core, don't multiply by the amount of cores that were deposited. For every core, there's a rate, and that's the only rate there is. We don't discuss here in the mission, I didn't see anyone discuss that, what if he's in a place where there are more rats than usual? If it was understood that the fruits are being deposited in a place that has more rats, then everyone would agree that the pace goes up, there are more rats going to be eating from it. Maybe it's a self-understood, the mission doesn't make a point of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Mida Meruba, Yehuda says, if it's a large amount of deposit, then you actually, he says, don't take off any amount of loss, because, as we'll see why, they actually gain a large amount of deposit, will gain in its weight and its volume, and so that'll offset the amount that the rats and the rot take away. So says the Rav here, Hamafkid Peros Eitzel Chavero, the Irvan Hanifkad in Perosov, the one receiving the deposit mixes in it with his own produce. V'hai Mestabek Mehen, see, he then supplies from that big barrel, V'eni Odeya Shir Masha Ochal. Right, he doesn't know how much is eaten of the deposited amount, the stuff that's not his. When he comes to return the deposited amount to the owner, he takes off the chestronos. He takes off how much they are used to, what is a custom amount that it will go down. So he said for the first group, which was wheat and rice, a kor is 30 sods. So that's what I said, that that comes out to a total of 180 kav. So you're going to take out 4.5 kav out of 180 is 2.5%. Akolasi amida, and then we said a different shear for different items, for kusman and zera pishtan, and sorin and dochan. And then we said everything is according to the mida. Kain, lakol, kor, lakor. For every kor you do this, you multiply, you take the same ratio and you multiply it. Now, akolasi azman. What's called fiasman? Shehenichum biyodo. The time we put there. L'kol shana v'shana yinake lokach. Meaning to say this is an annual percentage. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri had a taina back. Said, ma'ich pasul nachbarin. What do the rats care? Kach ochlin mi'mida mo'ezis k'mo mi'mida meruba. They're going to eat the same amount from a small amount of deposited food and a large amount of deposited food. Hilkach tisha chatzei kav l'shana bein l'kor bein l'sar k'rem. It should be these five half calves per year, whether it's from one kor or 10 kors. Right? And then there was the last point of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Im Aisa Mida Naruba, if it was a large amount deposited, Shehivkin Eitzel El Chaver, he deposited by his friend, May Asor Kerma Mala, 10 kors and above, Lo Yotzei L'Chosronos, takes nothing off when he gives it back. He gives it back as was deposited. Why? Because they actually, they add on, they gain. Shevimos HaGorin, the days of threshing floor days, that would be in the beginning of the winter, the end of El, middle of Tishrei, right? Kishimav Kitim Achitim, when they deposit the wheat, they are dry. Then during the winter, when they're given back, they get blown up. They increase in volume. With the rats eating it, they don't get depreciated that much. They don't go down physically that much. For every core. They're not going to eat so much out of a sar achbar. Not a large percentage will be eaten. So in that scenario, when there's a lot of increase in volume, because there was a lot of initial deposited fruits, the increase in the volume is going to make up what the rats ate. Ein halacha lo k'rabi Yehuda v'lo k'rabi Yochanan. The halacha is not like either of these last two shittos. V'kol hashem halo be'eretz Yisrael v'mei atzmaim. All the shirim that we gave are in Eretz Yisrael in the days of the Tanaim. Al b'shar ratzos v'zman halalu in different lands, and nowadays, akol fi mashur g'imaz zroim lachzer. Everything is going to be according to what different seeds regularly lose physically, what goes down because of rats or rot, but also medina of also zman in that place and at that time. Okay, pretty straightforward. Says Mishnah Ches, Yotzi lo shtus yain, he takes off for him a sixth of wine. If you hear that, he really says a fifth. Yotzi lo shosh lugin shemen lemeir, you take 3 lugs out of 100, that's 3% for shemen, for oil. 1.5 of those is because of the sediment that develops, and 1.5 is because of the swallowed up amount in the walls of the barrels where they're kept. If it was refined oil, so then there's not going to be any sediment. If it was old barrels, then nothing gets swallowed. The wood of the barrel has already swallowed everything it can. Rehuda Omer, he disagrees, or he adds an additional point. Even in the case of a seller, not a deposit, one is selling refined oil to his friend the whole year. In the case of be Reuven paid up front for a certain amount of oil to be kept by Shimon the seller, and he'll go every day to Shimon and get what he needs out of a barrel. You have to accept that there's going to be log and a half of sediment per 100, even though this is refined oil. So that's why I said he seems to argue about the refined oil, and he seems to add something additional about the case of a salesman. Let's see if the Rav will elaborate. So Rav says, Yotzilu Shus Liyain, a sixth for wine. If Hivkin Etzel Yain, if it deposited by him wine, if it irvo mieno and mixed that with his own wine, Hakan Kanim Balim Shtus, the barrels are going to swallow up a sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chomesh, Rabbi says Chomesh, Karkashay Osi Meno Kankanim, the dirt, which I guess means the mud, the clay, from which they would make these barrels, but Asher the Rabbi Yehuda in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, That would only swallow up a fifth, not a sixth. Really, a fifth is more, I should say. A fifth of the wine would be swallowed up. Everything's going to be different according to the place and the quality of the earth from which the barrels are made. Then Rabbi Yehuda added about the Shemin case, same way that you have to take into account the amount of sediment of dregs for the case of a mafkid, kach omru b'mocha, so it's a salesman. Shemocha shem lechavir v'nosin lo v'toch chaviyosav shem mezukach tamid, one who sells shemen to his friend and he gives him out of his barrels refined oil all the time, shemistapik v'menum, that he supplies from it, hare halokeach mekabalov, the pachos lo log mechsa machma shorin. You have to take on a log and a half because of the shmarim, but kol mea log for every 100. Ben alach, Rabbi Yehuda alach is not like that. rather, a salesperson, the svari they bring down is, why would you disagree with this? A salesperson is used to being mochel those small amounts that are included in the everyday amount of oil he gives out. He doesn't cheshbon out the little bit of oil that he has to charge for in the daily givings of oil. So one person selling a larger amount that he would care about this sort of thing, or being mafkid a larger amount, the seder. But a day-to-day salesman, not the case. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.